Washington. China is witnessing a steady return of foreign tourists as the country significantly loosens its visa requirements to revive tourism, stimulate its economy, and enhance global perceptions. Citizens from 74 countries can now enter China without a visa for stays of up to 30 days, marking one of the most extensive visa-free access policies in the nation's history. According to the National Immigration Administration, more than 20 million foreign visitors entered China without a visa in 2024, accounting for nearly one-third of all foreign arrivals and more than doubling the previous year's numbers. The expanded visa waiver program has already begun making travel to China more accessible and convenient for millions. Though domestic tourists at major attractions still outnumber foreign visitors, China's tourism sector is bracing for a further influx, particularly during the upcoming summer holiday season. China reopened its borders to tourists in early 2023 after lifting strict COVID-19 restrictions, but only 13.8 million foreign travelers visited that year, less than half the 31.9 million recorded in 2019 before the pandemic disrupted global travel. The new visa-free policy is a bold step aimed at narrowing that gap. Since December 2023, the Chinese government has gradually expanded the list of eligible countries, initially offering visa-free access to citizens of France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Spain, and Malaysia. Since then, the list has grown to include nearly all of Europe, several Latin American countries, parts of Asia, and new additions from the Middle East. By July 16, the list will expand to 75 nations with the inclusion of Azerbaijan. Most of these visa exemptions are being offered on a one-year trial basis. Despite this growth, no major African nation has yet been included in China's visa-free list, despite China maintaining close diplomatic and economic ties with many countries on the continent. Travelers from 10 countries not included in the 30-day visa-free program, such as the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Russia, still have an alternative: a 10-day visa-free transit stay, provided they continue their journey to a different destination. This policy applies at 60 designated ports of entry. This transit option also covers 55 countries, though most are already eligible for the broader 30-day scheme. Notably, Sweden and the UK are among the few high-income nations excluded from the 30-day list.